On Monday, the Treasury Department reported that the federal deficit increased 17% in the fiscal year that ended in September to $779 billion. The deficit is the difference between what the government takes in and what it spends in just one year. And today, President Trump was asked about whether spending will be reined in after the midterms.
Well, I will tell you that I'm having a cabinet meeting in a little while, and we're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year.
Claire Sebastian is CNN business correspondent. She joins us from New York. Claire, is that proposal to cut cabinet budgets by 5% going to go anywhere? The president has tried to get his cabinet to cut things before, and it hasn't.
Well, I mean, this has to be approved by Congress. And right. He said before he wants to do this after the midterms, when presumably we'll have a bit of a new picture when it comes to Congress. So it's not clear if that would go anywhere. And it's also not clear, Jeremy, that that gets to the root cause of the problem here. Spending among government agencies, particularly non-military ones, actually some of them decreased last year rather than increasing. The big increases in spending that we saw were in interest on the debt that the government has. Obviously, that is going up as the government borrows more to fund its spending plans. Social Security and defense, where we've seen a bipartisan agreement on increasing spending. So I think it's going to be a tough sell, but certainly if he manages it, it might help reduce the deficit a little
bit. There is just one other thing that may be contributing, and actually Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell left it out of what he had to say as well on Bloomberg News.
It's very disturbing, and it's driven by the three big entitlement programs that are very popular: Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. That's 70% of what we spend every year.
McConnell did not mention the $1.5 trillion Republican tax cuts that Republicans said would pay for themselves, but clearly they haven't.
They haven't. This is an interesting one. The Republicans are saying it's not just the president and Mitch McConnell. We've heard it from the Treasury Secretary as well, that this is due to spending, which is largely driven by the Democrats. But actually, if you look at the numbers, spending, yes, it went up 3%, but government tax receipts were flat, and they should have been going up. This is a strong economy where people would be paying more taxes. And, you know, there were some increases in individual and self-employment taxes, which were driven by economic growth. But the bottom line is the corporate tax cut essentially canceled that out. So we have a situation where tax receipts are flat despite this booming economy. And that really can only be attributed to the GOP tax cut.
What about the tariffs? Are they helping out at all to be charging a fee basically on all the goods coming in, for example, from China?
So there is a section that the Treasury pulls out called customs duties and excise taxes. And they did say that the very fractional increase in tax receipts that we saw in fiscal 2018, that was partly due to an increase in those duties. That may or may not be due to the tariffs. It's difficult to know exactly, but certainly that's potentially a positive sign. But there's another part of this, Jeremy, when you look at the role of the trade war, particularly with China, is that China is still the U.S.'s biggest foreign creditor, the biggest foreign owner of U.S. government bonds. So the more the U.S. borrows, the more it's paying to countries like China in interest.
Right. So it works both ways. Just quickly, 17% increase overall in the deficit. When was the last time we saw something like that?
So that kind of percentage jump, while certainly it's a big one for this year, is not entirely unusual. In 2015, when we saw the U.S. Deficit hit a low that we hadn't seen since 2007, it jumped more than 30% into 2016.
Okay.
But I think the point is, this is a booming economy. We don't usually see
Shouldn't
deficits widen.
Yeah. Claire Sebastian, CNN business correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.